The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at MinoStudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's MinoStudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes, not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, what is a great deal? Now, 2 weeks ago, we had the topic, where to find great deals. Well, this week, we're going to define exactly what is a great deal. Now, first, before I get started, I have to say, what a great deal is or isn't is subjective. It could look differently to different people. What may be a great deal for one investor may not be a great deal for another investor with different goals and different criteria. That's why setting your goals and knowing what you want to achieve first is key before you start looking for deals. So check out our episode 010 for more specific information on setting goals. For example, you may buy a property if it is under market or below market price. Others are okay paying market price or even more if there are other factors in place like cash flow or potential appreciation where the property is in the market cycle or a great location. Or maybe if it's in Class A or Class B versus C or D property. Others define a great deal in more general terms, such as a great deal for me is one where I put in as little cash in the deal as possible, get what I invested in the deal back as soon as possible, and achieve the highest appreciation in the shortest period of time. Now, when making an investment in real estate, you should look at it in the same way you would look at any financial investment, such as bonds, stocks, annuities, CDs, and investments like that. You should analyze how much cash equity is being invested, just like you would if you bought a financial asset, and how much cash flow it produces. This is commonly called cash on cash return. A bond might pay a 5% interest coupon cash on cash return, or a corporate stock may pay 2.5% dividend in cash. You also need to compare those returns to what you could earn on an investment in real estate. Of course, real estate has the added potential benefit of long-term appreciation and value, similar to stock investments. So, going forward, let's stick with cash on cash and cash flow return estimates. And while we hope for appreciation and value, and we always plan or try to plan for it as best we can, if it does materialize, it's icing on the cake if we already have a good cash on cash positive return. So getting to specifics here, a great deal for me, for example, is one that, number one, cash flow is strong, solid, and consistent. Now, cash flow is my personal top priority. It's the net profit one receives after expenses and after your mortgage payment. If I am not netting at least $100 per door per unit, then I am not interested. I prefer 300 per door, but 100 is my minimum. Number two, it must pay a fair cash-on-cash return. When you buy property, you are taking money out of your liquid financial assets, maybe stocks or bonds or CDs, and now you're investing it in a very illiquid asset, which is real estate. So your returns are part cash flow and part appreciation in value. For example, if your property rental income unit minus expenses and mortgage, let's say it produces $200 per month positive cash flow, that's $2,400 per year. And your investment, the actual cash out of your pocket, okay, was say $20,000. That's a cash on cash return of 12%. That's $2,400, okay, the actual cash that you receive, the income, divided by the initial cash that you invested in buying the property, $20,000. And that's a pretty good return, 12%. Now, to add to that, let's say you project net appreciation in value contributing an extra 1% to 2% return per year. So after subtracting your projected costs of repair, of capital repairs and improvements, summing the cash flows and net appreciation could equal even more, like 13% to 15% projected a year long. So that's a really, really good return. And that's what I would say is a great deal. To do this, though, you need to buy cash flow positive properties that earn you decent returns, where you will get your initial investment back as soon as possible. Number three, it's a property that isn't too risky of an investment. Now, all real estate has its element of risk. Nothing is 100% safe in terms of investments. But some types of real estate investment, like development, land purchase, tenant in common investments, private real estate funds, fixer-uppers, etc., all have much higher risk profiles than your simple buy and hold, nice established cash flow investment property. And many of those investments, you may not even see a dime of money, either for a long period of time or maybe at all. It's so much better to be able to look at your property that you're going to purchase as something that you know you're going to get a certain amount out of that. Number four, it doesn't require a lot of time or managing. Now, this is a priority for me. I'm in my retirement years, and I don't really want to spend all my time, unclogging toilets and, chasing down tenants and finding new tenants and so forth. So I look for other people to manage the property that I have. Now, some types of properties like vacation rentals, low quality properties in bad areas, some college rentals require a lot of involvement. So if I had those types of properties, I would really hire strong management that would take care of those things and again, alleviate me from having to put a lot of time into those properties. So nice, boring properties rented for as long as possible to decent credit profile tenants seems to take the least amount of time to manage. In addition, treating your tenants fairly and with respect goes a long way towards keeping good relations with them and reducing your hassles when there's an issue you need to address. And believe me, there will always be issues. So if I were to apply this criteria down to specifics in a property search, for example, a great property for me personally would be a multifamily / apartment in a safe neighborhood that is approximately between $1 and $5 million sales price, that has a motivated seller, that I can buy under market, where rents are also under market, and property management is generally weak or ineffective. The cap rate is a minimum of 8%. Cash on cash return is 12. Cash flow is a minimum of 100 per unit, and debt ratio minimum would be 1.6. That there are strong appreciation prospects, that it's a good rental market with a strong rental demand, with a good potential tenant base. So that would define specifically what a great deal is for me. Those are the terms that you want to present to your broker and those people that are looking for properties for you, people within your network. So it's the nice, boring, wholly owned, in good shape, cash flow positive properties that are really the best investments. They are out there for your picking, but it's not as simple as finding a property on the MLS and just buying it. These are diamonds in the rough, the real good ones. So you need to do some hard work, research, read up, and make smart, educated decisions to acquire the best real estate investments. Well, that's our Fun Fact Friday for today. And just remember, real estate investing is not that difficult to master. Once you get the key concepts in place, you're on your way. So until our next podcast, keep moving forward, keep educating yourself, and God bless.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.